President Xi, with Prime Minister Modi, with leaders across the Middle East. Everybody is ready to help President Trump in this war.
Walt speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. On Wall Street this hour, stocks trading in positive territory. The Dow is up about 123 points. The Nasdaq better by 235 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote.
Call 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843. 800-498-2843.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Anne Arundel County Police have arrested a suspect in connection with a shots fired incident in Pasadena last month. Police were called to a home in the 7800 block of Huff Court on January 12th and found that several gunshots had been fired into the house. There were several people in the home at the time, but no one was injured. On Friday, detectives arrested and charged 27-year-old Montrell Musa for his alleged involvement in the shooting. Detectives believe there are additional suspects and the investigation is ongoing. And there's still no word on the cause of last week's two-alarm fire at the State Highway Administration facility in Centerville. The Thursday night fire caused an estimated $800,000 in damage to the structure, contents, vehicles, and related machinery. A team of deputy state fire marshals say the fire remains under investigation. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Dominant performance by the Eagles last night in New Orleans. Game was basically over early, and with 2:40 to play in the first half, Philly ended any hope for Kansas City.
The Eagles get it back. We're going to run some clock, or maybe throw the dagger. Hurts going deep for it all. Devontae Smith, he has got it. Touchdown.
Kevin Burkhardt with the call on Fox. Jalen Hurts, your Super Bowl MVP. 221 in the air and a Super Bowl record 72 on the ground. Local angle, Eagles defensive tackle Thomas Booker, a 2017 Gilman grad, a 2025 Super Bowl champion. Elsewhere, how about some Terps basketball? A Sunday matinee before a raucous crowd in College Park.
Eric Queen has been the story for Maryland on this side of the ball. And oh, man, again, and you said it. 10 seconds on the shot clock he's been calling for. Dumped it down to Reese, who has the size advantage over Williams. Count it! Another assist for Queen.
Call on the Big Ten Network. Might as well call him all day, Derek Queen, the big man from St. Francis. A career-high 29, 15 boards to boot. After the game, his head coach, Kevin Willard.
He finally played against someone his own age. You know, he's been going against the last four or five games, fifth-year senior, fifth-year senior, fifth-year senior, senior. That's a grind.
Terps are 18-6 overall, 8-6 in conference play. Meanwhile, how about Towson? Their streak continues. 73-69 over Monmouth, the Tigers' 10th win in a row. They're 11-1 in conference play. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles owner gets sacked. And that is Stein on Sports.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
At 11:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
A winter storm with some snow and rain heads our way starting tomorrow. Today, a dry day, 44. Tomorrow afternoon, light snow, an inch or less, 36. Heavier snow tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 36 degrees in Bel Air, 39 in Halethorpe, and 39 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday. Gosh, if you're just joining us, I've got to ask you, where the heck have you been? We've had some great conversation thus far. Of course, we're talking about the Super Bowl, talking about the halftime show. We talked about Taylor Swift getting booed. We talked about people cheering President Trump. We did talk about some of the offenses that have not been reported in some of the public schools across the state of Maryland. That led to, of course, a conversation about Section 8 housing. And as we were just speaking to Chris from Dover before the break, trying to figure out ways that we can mitigate all of this, because Chris is right. You know, there are a lot of developers, there are a lot of individuals that are currently buying a ton of property. And with the Section 8 housing vouchers, that voucher is guaranteed money. And so, yes, there are a lot of people struggling today. There are a lot of people struggling to be able to purchase a home. But at some point in time, we decided in this country that Section 8 housing was not going to be temporary. We allowed it to be permanent, which I think with those able-bodied Americans that could go to work, I don't think that they should be able to have it permanently. Now, who's going to make the call and making sure that it's temporary? That's something that would have to be hashed out. Obviously, you know, there are times where you have disabilities that are put you in a place where you're unable to work that you might not be able to just see, right? There are people dealing with mental health issues and other things that you might not be able to see, like a debilitating back pain. I mean, have you ever seen somebody dealing with debilitating back pain? You can't really see it, but they will tell you that that is the worst pain you will ever feel in your life. And I do believe that. And so, you know, but we're going to have to make some calls here. Obviously, those individuals, those that, you know, are very vulnerable, right? Those that are maybe possibly the elderly, those that possibly like on the spectrum or what have you there. Though there are exceptions that can be made. But many, many cases that we see, especially those in some of these homes that are causing chaos in their communities, a lot of those individuals are able-bodied Americans, and they are able to go to work, and some of them just choose not to. Those that choose not to even go to work also apparently choose not to even discipline and raise their children properly. I mean, just think about the fact that you've got able-bodied Americans sitting at home doing absolutely nothing all day, yet their kid is in and out of the juvenile justice system. And they can't get a hold of them at all, even though they've created these monsters. And at the same time, they're not even involved, even though they're home, they're not even involved in, you know, what they're doing at school, making sure that they're getting a decent education. Those are the parents that the teachers can't even get a hold of. I mean, so we've allowed this culture and this mindset of, I'm not going to take on any of my responsibilities, whether it's paying bills, whether it's raising my children, whether it's being a contributing member to society. They just decided, you know what? I don't have to do any of it. And I'm entitled to sit here. And again, that is not a race issue. Okay. There are many people, white, black, Hispanic, you name it, that are sitting around on Section 8 housing vouchers, not doing a damn thing all day long, not even raising their own kids. You know it, and I know it. And as Mayor Scott would say, you know like I know, it's a problem. It's a huge problem. I don't want to get back into that conversation because we were already talking about that so much. I did want to just put a note here. I don't know if you heard, but there's rumblings of Governor Ron DeSantis, his wife Casey DeSantis. There are rumblings of her possibly wanting to run for the governor of Florida. Now, we've talked about the fact that Congressman Byron Donalds is supposed to run for that seat. That would be quite a race. That would be quite a race. There are already people saying, oh, I think Byron's got it. I don't know. I think there are a lot of people that like Governor Ron DeSantis. And if they think they can have another term with Casey, you know, sitting there at the steering wheel, then possibly they would vote for her. I mean, of course, I love Byron. I mean, I would love to see him as the governor there in Florida. I would have loved to see him in this administration, to be honest with you. But, we need those House seats in Congress. But I just wanted to mention that to you. There are rumblings and pretty credible sources saying that Casey DeSantis, Ron DeSantis' wife, will most likely run for governor of Florida. So keep your eyes on that. Also, there was a shocking revelation over the weekend. And I didn't mean for my comment to Pete Buttigieg, remember the former transportation secretary, Mayor Pete? I didn't mean for my comment to him to get so much action. But on X, you know, he's planning on running as senator in Michigan. And so, of course, there were many of us that were like, wait, what's this guy living in Indiana? What do you mean he's thinking about running for senator in Michigan? Well, it was interesting because he did it to himself. It's an unforced error. He posted on X that he and his partner received a lot of misinformation, disinformation, whatever they're calling it these days, from President Trump as far as mailers from the campaign and other things that he was receiving, even from the GOP there in Michigan. So, of course, I'm looking at it and I'm like, wait a minute. You were the Secretary of Transportation, a very important job. We had transportation issues his entire tenure. And then on top of it, we also had supply chain issues coming right out of COVID, which he should have just jumped on, but he didn't. Remember he had maternity leave? I guess they call it paternity leave when you're a guy, I guess. But remember he said he had to go on paternity leave, and that was because he and his partner had adopted two infants, like twins or something like that. And I'm thinking, well, whose choice was that? I mean, like, you know, like, wait a minute. You get the job as transportation secretary, and before you're sworn in, you and your husband end up getting these, you know, and they probably did put in a request long before that, because apparently to adopt, it's a long, drawn-out process. But you didn't think to yourself that maybe because of the supply chain issues and your new position, possibly, wasn't the best time? Or did you not want to get more help? Right? You were about to get a really nice paycheck, maybe some more help to help your partner at home. Well, anyways, he took that paternity leave, and I was looking at that situation thinking, wow, we had issues at that time at the Baltimore port, at the LA port. This is before, the bridge collapse. Well, anyways, I read in the text that he put out, and I'm thinking, wait, you had this extremely important position in Washington, D.C., and you moved further away? You move further away, Mr. I gotta ride my bike to work to save the emissions in the air. You moved from Indiana to Michigan and then sat there and complained about what you received as far as mailings from the Trump campaign. This is how I know he didn't care about that position at all. And he really took it because they wanted him to drop out of the race in 2020. Because if you recall, Mayor Pete wasn't doing too badly against Joe Biden. At the time that Mayor Pete dropped out, he had a certain amount of delegates, and he wasn't as bad off as Kamala Harris and some of the others, but they asked him to drop out. And with that came that position as the Secretary of Transportation, because he said he liked trains. Remember that? He likes trains. Little boy likes trains. Well, anyways, so I thought that was interesting. So I commented, I was like, wait a minute, you were the Transportation Secretary and moved further away from your job during all of this, as you had that, train crash in Palestine, Ohio, you moved further away. I mean, if that doesn't tell you how he felt about the job, what would? Right? I thought that was interesting, but I love the fact that so many people are now engaging with that comment because it's true. It's absolutely true. Also, really quick, the question of the day, if you missed it earlier, it came from Vivek Ramaswamy because, you know, more people are talking about this because of illegal immigration and finally cracking down on so much of it. But the question of the day is at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should high schoolers have to pass a naturalization civics test? Very similar to the one that we ask immigrants to take. Right now, 93% of you say yes, so less of you, and 7% of you say no. 93% say yes, 7% says no. Please go to WCBM.com and partake in that poll. I still say yes. You know, look, there are a lot of people. You know what? Elections might make more sense if we had more people that understood how all this worked. I mean, they might. It might. I'm not, you know, putting a whole lot of faith in it, but you never know. You never know. All right. So we've got a lot going on. Also, you know, I was talking about BGE. We're going to talk about that coming up next because many of you are still talking about the fact that BGE rates are going up. But, you know, on top of that, not only are the rates going up, there are Democrat voters that voted for Governor Wes Moore and Democrats in Annapolis that are now completely waking up. And they now have realized that the people they put in office is the reason that their BGE, their electric bills, are so high. You know what? We'll just go there right now. Brian, the producer, I know I've got some audio there from Fox 45, and I want you guys to weigh in on this too. Because, you know, is it time? Have people finally awakened to the fact that policy decisions, when you vote blue no matter who, policy decisions have finally affected their back pocket? Take a listen.
Thousands of BG&E customers face mounting utility bills, and tonight some North Baltimore residents are pushing back against BGE's decision to replace a natural gas line. Fox 25's Jessica Babb takes us through their complaints and the utility company's response.
When it comes to your BGE utility bill, some of the increased costs are coming from rate hikes, money that's used to pay for new and upgraded natural gas infrastructure. The argument from some residents and lawmakers are that utility companies are doing work that isn't necessary, driving up the cost for consumers, something BGE is pushing back on. On Crestmont Avenue in Baltimore, you'll hear birds chirping, the quiet hum of cars passing on the street, and residents.
The biggest emotion is just frustration.
Who are fed up with BGE.
We have no say as ratepayers.
With these colored lines covering the street, their frustration is mounting as BGE plans to replace their aging natural gas pipelines on Crestmont Avenue in the coming weeks.
My concerns are with the amount of disruption it will cause.
BGE says the cast iron main they're replacing is 100 years old and say pipes made out of that material leak more than plastic, which is what they would replace it with. They say the old pipes need to go to ensure long-term safety and reliability. And while residents say they support having safe infrastructure, residents like Nika Karstarfen say since they currently have low-pressure natural gas lines, they're concerned about the safety of new high-pressure lines going in.
So it just raises the cost of the whole thing, and we find it unnecessary.
While BGE maintains modern systems are safer, residents aren't convinced. They say even after meeting with BGE, they're still searching for answers.
They're making it as expensive as they can, to be able to make more money.
Residents also say they weren't given enough time to electrify when they were first told about the project.
Nobody on this street has $30,000 sitting around to electrify within 30 days or 60 days or 90 days.
And with the governor's aggressive climate goals of reducing greenhouse emissions.
So the question is why are we spending billions of dollars on replacing an aging gas system when we should be investing in expanding the electrical grid?
Given the plan to the goal of electrifying and try to wean off fossil fuels, no, I don't think it makes sense.
At a time when many residents are seeing their utility bills surging and BGE rate hikes are in effect, this project is an example of a larger debate happening across the state.
All right. And as you heard there, and that was with Fox 45, but, you know, BGE has these new projects and they don't actually support the electric goals. And that's what the gentleman at the end of that interview was pointing out, which is ridiculous, right? It is ridiculous. If you're going towards electric and you're telling us that you're not going to open up Brandon Shores and you don't want to do any of those things, then why would BGE be taking on projects that do not support what the goals are, right? Doesn't make sense. But If you heard the very beginning of that interview, the young woman that she was interviewing says, yes, BGE rates are going up, and I feel like we don't have a choice. That is wrong. That is wrong. It's dead wrong. You had a choice. You have them every 2 years, and in the state of Maryland, every 4 years. You have a choice at the ballot box. This is what kills me about these voters. You are selecting the individuals that are raising your rates. Do you get it yet? We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes the solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Monday. Hope your week is getting started off right. A little housekeeping here. On Wednesday, I'll be in D.C., but Andrew Lager, he will be filling in for me. So I know there's many of you that miss Andrew Lager. He will be here from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Wednesday. So get excited for that. And Andrew always does a fantastic job. Before the break, we were talking about the rates and how they're going up for BGE. Marty pointed out, you say as ratepayers is a public service commission. Appointed by the governor. Remind me who you voted for again. Correct. So all of this stems from who these individuals voted for. And so when I was talking about that report there from Fox 45, as soon as they went to go interview that woman, she says, well, we don't really have a choice. We have to use BGE. But the choice is during the election cycle, right? That's when you had a choice. And it's not like Democrats don't have decent primaries. They do. They have a lot of different individuals that came forward to run for governor, if you recall, against Governor Wes Moore. They had lots of choices. Many people, including us Republicans, many people thought, okay, yeah, we love Dan Cox, but at least I hope the Democrats will choose Peter Francho. That didn't happen. Now, Peter Francho, sometimes he does progressive things, I guess, to remain relevant and hip, whatever he's doing that for. But at the same time, he would not be making these decisions that Wes Moore is making. Not at all. So, yes, that is when you have the choice. You have the choice when it's time to go vote. You know, it made me think about what I said. Yes, it's true. You have a voice. Remember Willy Wonka and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? I had to look it up. Remember, he's like, it's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has been washed and sterilized. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir. That's how I feel. I feel like a Willy Wonka sitting in the chocolate factory try and explain to these voters that they're voting for their race to go up. You have a choice. And it kills me because I know the reporters can't really, you know, get into it with people like that. This is why I got to go back on the streets myself and start interviewing people like Man on the Street style. I gotta go do it myself because I could say as an opinion host, because I'm not a journalist, right? I give my opinion. As an opinion host, I could say, you know what? You're right about that. This is terrible. Tell me again, who did you vote for? I would, you know what? When the weather gets a little better, I think I will go back out there. I got Jay in Westminster. You want to weigh in?
Yes. I want to point out to all the electric customers, there's a sneaky little line on our bill. It's called EM Power, Empower Maryland. And that was put in by, I think, the legislature on the environmental side. And every time your bill goes up, that price goes up. And all it is, if you call BG and ask them, they'll tell you, well, we handle things like check your house, and if you're using too much electric, it means you need to replace all your windows, or you need to get all new insulation put in. And that's what that is. Empower Maryland is to advise people on how to save money.
Well, thank you, Jay, so much.
I bet most people out there have never looked closely at their electric bill, but that goes in the summer when I'm not using much electric, it's more like $5. This past bill, it was $30.
Okay, so that's a huge difference.
Yeah, EM Power, Empower Maryland.
EM Power. All right, thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate you calling in. I'm sure many people appreciate you as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week. Yeah, no, thank you, Jay, again. Because you know what? I love the fact that you guys call in and give tips for everybody that's listening. You know, we're going to do the best that we can to navigate this. But this is what I've been saying for the past couple weeks. 2025 is going to be very expensive for all of us. It's going to be very expensive, no matter how you cut it. If you live in the state of Maryland, your expenses are going up. The taxes, the fees, even the fees on a delivery service, I still think they're going to push that through. They're going to push lots of these things through. And that's what's so wild about it. On top of that, we'll talk about it when we get back. On top of it, you've got people in Annapolis, very progressive Democrats, that feel as though that we should not charge prisoners for their food or bed linens. We already don't do that. But they're also saying that we shouldn't charge inmates for phone calls. And that bill should be footed by us, the taxpayers. You see, all of these things that they have in mind, right? All of these agenda pieces to make their resumes look good, that they're so progressive and, oh, we're doing so great. You know, they're doing all of this on our backs. We, the taxpayers. And then on top of it, we're watching in real time as Pandora's box is being opened on Capitol Hill. And we're learning about the slush fund that we have there at the Department of Treasury. I don't know where they're getting off or they're thinking that many people's eyes are not opening, but they are. Some people on the left, they're getting it. When we get back, we're going to talk about what this elected official wants to do out of Montgomery County. And then we'll also talk about vehicle registration because that is going up as well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump now says Palestinians in Gaza would not have a right to return under his plan for U.S. ownership and redevelopment of the war-torn territory. Federal judge in New Hampshire blocking the president's executive order ending birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants. Today's ruling comes after two similar rulings by judges in Seattle and Maryland last week. Christian relief groups feeling the impact of the president's dismantling of the U.S. Agency for International Development. President Trump planning to announce a new round of tariffs this week as he strives to level the playing field between the U.S. and its trading partners abroad. On Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 74 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 218. And the S&P 500 trading 36 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Down through the centuries, man has tried to be happy without God, and the book of Ecclesiastes, written by Solomon, shows the absurdity of that attempt. In the book of Proverbs, we see the wisdom of King Solomon as he gives us gems and nuggets from the time of his life when he was walking closely with the Lord. but we also see the foolishness of Solomon in Ecclesiastes, the book he wrote when he was walking apart from God. Scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. In other words, show reverence and humility toward God. Check your pride and ego at the door. Remember, he's the creator, not you. But too many people end up on dead-end streets when they eschew the path the Lord has provided for them. No one knows what tomorrow holds except God. Seek him until you find him. He's not hard to find if you're looking. Many people nearing death lament all the time they wasted. Stop wasting your time by chasing empty promises, and instead follow the one who holds your future in his hands. This is Pastor David Lewis of the Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So it turns out the Lombardi Trophy will end up residing in Philadelphia.
He's rushing. He's looking. It's intercepted. It's intercepted. Running with the football to the 25. Down the far side is DeGene. And DeGene is in for a touchdown.
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene.
DeGene's pick six basically sealed the deal midway through the second quarter. And the Eagles, or however the mayor spells it,
Eagles!
Okay, that's not right, but
if they didn't know who the mayor of Philadelphia was, they sure know now.
She's right about that. We do. It's Sherelle, a.k.a. Can't Spell Parker, and the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. And finally, President Donald J. Trump was busy this weekend, played golf with Tiger Woods Sunday morning, attended the game Sunday night. And the Baltimore Sun reporting that Trump will remove Orioles owner David Rubenstein as chairman of the Kennedy Center in D.C., announcing that he would install himself as Rubenstein's successor. Rubenstein has served as the Kennedy Center's Board of Trustees chairman since 2010. Another member of the board expected to be replaced is former White House press secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Coming up in 30 minutes, post-game reaction from New Orleans. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
A winter storm watch is in effect Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday morning, as we could see between 3 to 6 inches of snowfall. Today, a sunny, dry day, 44. Tomorrow, cloudy to start, light snow in the afternoon, 36. The heavier snow is tomorrow night. And Wednesday morning, some snow showers, but mixing with rain later in the day. 38, the high Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their Mega 3-Month Emergency Food Kit. Each kit provides over 250 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and take advantage of this $250 discount to secure your family's future now. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, good morning, everybody. You know what? I keep thinking about the Super Bowl halftime show. I keep thinking about it because I think about, you know, which performers could we put together to have like a really great show. Right? I know, like, I'm not a huge fan of Lady Gaga, but apparently she puts on a good show. Morgan Wallen, he sells out stadiums. Apparently he puts on a good show. Like, what if we just did like a mashup and just put a bunch of people, and then Kendrick Lamar, believe it or not, our marketing manager, Jonathan, he said that Kendrick Lamar had best album of the year and best song of the year. So apparently a lot of people do like it. I always kind of look at that now with like a squinted eye, knowing that Beyonce got country album of the year. I don't, that can't be real. But I can understand that there were a lot of people that liked Kendrick. What if we had a mashup where we had like a rap artist, a pop artist, and then like a country artist, and even like a rock artist, and then just put them all in one halftime show. And then like the final set would be them like coming together to do like a song together. That would be so cool. You know what? I'm going to write the NFL a letter. That's what I'm going to do. That is what I'm going to do. All right, for the break, we were talking about a lot of different topics. Many people are pointing that out in my text line. It says, Kim, you're going too fast. I don't mean to go too fast. There's just so much to discuss each day. And today is a very local show, right? We're here really talking about the state of Maryland. And I'm going to stay on task by continuing to talk about the state of Maryland. And that comes from a story with Maryland Matters. And this isn't brand new. This originally came out on January 10th. But on Saturday, more people started talking about it online because more people are now noticing a lot more some of these bills that are being introduced by our legislators in Annapolis, considering what's going on with the energy crisis. Well, again, Maryland Matters, and this is the title, advocates try again on a bill to halt the practice of charging inmates for phone calls. The potential cost of $8 million a year at a time when the state faces a massive budget deficit could dim its prospects. Now, you're probably thinking, who would want to do this, especially at a time like this? Well, of course, it's a progressive Democrat. And I will go ahead and make the distinction again, because I know I have a lot of Democrat friends that listen to the show. Democrats, Blue Dog Democrats, JFK Democrats, you know, I have nothing against you, you know, or any of the policies that you talk about often, because it's usually the same stuff we're talking about. We might have different ideas on how to, you know, get to the solution of the problem. But it's the progressives. The progressive Democrats, to me, are like demons, right? They're like, they need to be pushed out of politics altogether. Well, State Senator Jeff Waldstreicher out of Montgomery County, okay? This is what he wants to see. He says that 3 cents a minute may not sound like much, but it adds up to millions of dollars every year for those incarcerated in Maryland prisons. And this senator doesn't think that that's right, okay? So Waldstreicher, is the sponsor of a bill that would force the Department of Public Safety and Correctional Services to pick up the cost of phone calls for people in state prisons, and who are now charged for their calls. Okay, now back in January, this bill got a hearing on the second day of the legislative session. When committees rarely hold bill hearings at all, so some people were like, "Well, wait a minute, how did this get a hearing? When we're just getting here, we've got the budget deficit, we've got an energy crisis, and we've got a juvenile crime crisis. Yet here this guy is introducing this bill and getting a hearing for it so that we, the taxpayers, could pay for prisoners' phone calls." And this is what's so interesting. Now you see, and we talked about this, some of these juveniles, they don't mind going to the juvenile detention center. A lot of them don't mind going to jail. Some of them don't even mind going to prison because their home life is so disgusting and ridiculous that three hots in a cot is much more, and they're getting much more than that behind bars nowadays anyways. It's much more than what they get home. Marty, you're the one that told us last week about the 14-year-old kid that was left at a house for months. The mother just abandoned him, and then he was coming on your front porch, and you were helping him charge his phone and all this other stuff. This happens all the time. All the time. You hear about these bad teenagers, and then you hear about the situation, their childhood, and what they grew up in, and you're like, wow, no wonder you're out here robbing people at gunpoint. You don't care. You don't care if you go to prison or if you end up dead, clearly. Why would you care with a childhood like that? Right? I mean, that's what we're looking at. Well, this guy, he thinks that we should be taking care of phone calls in prison. I say absolutely not. Absolutely not. In Walt Stryker's testimony, this is what he says at this hearing. When someone goes to one of our state prisons, we don't charge them rent. We don't charge them for the food they eat. We don't charge them for the linens that they sleep on. We don't charge them for the water they use in the bathroom or the shower. He says, so it's never made any sense to me that we charge them for the phone calls that they make. Connections with the outside world can help rehabilitate those in our state prisons. What? You know what? I'm glad he pointed all this out. Because let's go back. When someone goes to our state prison, we don't charge them rent. Guess what? We should. We should. When someone goes to prison, we don't charge them for what they eat. We should. Does that make it better, Senator? When they go to prison, we don't charge them for new bed linens. Well, we should. What do you want us to say to this, Senator? We don't charge them for the water? Well, guess what? We've got water bills. They're out of control. We should charge them, too. I mean, really, that's what he's making. That's the argument that he's making here. Because prisoners are living off of our tax dime for their entire stay at the hotels and suites. Now, we should also pick up their phone calls. Last time I checked, you know when you go to a hotel and you check in and they're saying, do you want to put a credit card on file for your amenities? I don't know why I use that voice. They're usually so sweet and they're at the front desk. But that's what they say. Do you want to put a card down for the amenities? It's going to charge you $35 and then you'll get it back if you don't use anything. Right? That's what they say. And you're just like, yeah, of course. Because you know that if you, you know, rent a movie, you're going to have to pay for it. Just like, you know, I guess renting on demand or Netflix or what have you. You know that if you make a phone call, you got to pay for it. It's all these things. These are the amenities. Why am I paying for the amenities of prisoners? People are in prison in Maryland. Obviously, we don't lock up even the bad guys, right? I mean, you could card deck somebody at gunpoint. As long as you're not 18 years old, you go right home. If you're in prison in Maryland, you did a lot of things wrong or you did something really wrong. I don't think that you should get your amenities paid for. And I didn't even think about the bed linen until this wackadoodle brought it up. I didn't even think about that. As far as I'm concerned, wash your own sheets. What are they? I wonder, he's talking about the linens. Are we having like a linen cleaning company? Like, you know how restaurants, you know, they ship out the linen for the napkins? And what is it called? What was it one? It starts with an A. Oh, they do the linens at like Camden Yards and everything, like Airmark or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? Well, anyways, so are we shipping the linen out and then having a cleaning company clean them and then bringing them back for prisoners to sleep on? I hope not. I hope not. Are they Egyptian cotton? I mean, like, what are we talking here? It's like, I don't want their stay to be comfortable. I don't know about you, but I don't really care. I don't really care if they're making calls to the outside world. Talk about rehabilitation. You're not rehabilitating these people anyways. You know what's so crazy about it? When you have prisoners that get out, right, former convicted felons, those that end up staying on the right path after they serve their time, which it happens, by the way. But if you ever listen to their stories, because this is some of the things that I'll see, like, on whether it's, like, Dateline or 60 Minutes, you know, they have all these things archived on, like, YouTube. But I look at some of their stories because I'm thinking, wow, I wonder what worked for them. Do you know that 95% of the time, those that are actually rehabilitated, you know what they said that works for them? Go to church. Finding Jesus. There are so many people that come out of prison that say, thank goodness that we had a mandatory church visit twice a week. Because there are some guys, they'll have them join either the choir. Sometimes they'll have them working at these churches, whether it's helping out volunteering or then sometimes, you know, and then most of the time they have them in church every Sunday and they'll have them there right there, you know, with the rest of the congregation. And many of these ex-convicts still tell you it was the church that made them rethink their decisions in life, their life choices. And they said, you know what, when I got out, at that point, because of my relationship I had with God, I wanted to do the right thing. If we're talking about rehabilitating these individuals behind bars or those that are, you know, in and out of the juvenile detention centers, I don't see any focus on God. And if these ex-convicts are coming out And they're telling you what? One of the two things they say also, another one that works for them, being scared straight, right? We don't do that anymore. There are many of them that said, look, we were in and out of the system when we were kids. But then they took us to scared straight, and I straightened up. Right? That's when they took the kids into the prison and, you know, they had the inmates there scaring the heck out of them. Remember those shows? That was good entertainment. I like to watch that. I don't love a lot of TV, but I like those shows. You know, those kids would be in there crying because they'll get in there like they're so hard, right? They'll be in eighth grade. Yeah, they don't want to see me out there on the playground. Yeah, no, I do this, I do that. And then as soon as they walk into prison and the guy's like, oh, what's up, boy? You know, they start yelling at him. Oh, man, they change so quick, the tears rolling down their face. And I'm like, this is what some of these kids need. A lot of these kids don't have father figures. A lot of those kids don't have disciplinarians. I know some father figures that don't want to be really father figures, okay? And they don't discipline their kids as they should. And this is the track that they end up on, okay? If they're a jerk at 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, and they continue to be a jerk, and you do absolutely nothing about it, what do you think they're going to be at 14, 15, 16, 17? They're going to be jerks. They're going to be jerks, okay? And so, for me, I think those things worked. But if you're listening to these ex-convicts, and this is what I suggest Senator Jeff Waldstrike do in Montgomery County, listen to what works. It wasn't that they were making, you know, phone calls to outside, and sometimes some of them would say, okay, well, my kids would come visit. You know, that would also, you know, put a lot into my mind thinking, wow, they're growing up without me. You know, stuff like that. But many of them will talk about the church. The church. Whether people want to admit it or not, your faith in God can determine a lot of your life choices. And if you can make great life choices depending on your faith with God and your fear of God and understanding how important it is, I think that you can rehabilitate a lot more individuals. The problem is progressives, like Senator Jeff Waldstrike, they don't really believe that faith in God does much. They're the ones that want to separate God from our lives as much as possible. You're on the wrong side of things, Senator. You really are. Well, anyways, I wanted to bring that to you. Under the current system, inmates pay 3 cents a minute for phone calls right now. And honestly, I don't think that that's much to ask for. And if you want them, you know, if you don't think that they can afford these things, again, take them out more, right? Take them out of the prison to do some of these jobs. When I worked at a Lone Star restaurant in Southern Maryland, this is obviously a long time ago. I was, you know, like 19 years old. But when I worked at Lone Star, I was a waitress there. And every, I think it was like Tuesday and Thursday, they would bring in the inmates and they were working in the kitchen. They were working in the kitchen, and some of them were cleaning the floors. As a waitress, and my best friend Frankie, she worked there too, we were a little scared. Not going to lie. A little scared. And my best friend, she was so cute, right? So just so you know, she's Mexican and Puerto Rican, and she's like this little tiny thing. She's like 5 foot even, right? My best friend. And that's why I hate taking pictures with her, because I look like a crazy Amazon person standing next to her, and I'm only 5'4" and a half. Well, anyways, she's so cute. She's got like this long blonde hair, right? And so we would go in the kitchen to like get our food out of like the window there. And the guys would be in the back like, hey, girls. Like me, I'm a little rough around the edges. So I don't, you know, it's like, get out of here. You know, but my friend Frankie, she would be like, why do they have to talk to us like that? Oh, man, those days. It was not the easiest, but guess what? Nobody ever heard us, and we were fine. But if you want the prisoners to earn more money for some of these phone calls, State Senator, then, make sure that they have more programs like that where they're going out there and they're working and they're making a couple bucks a day so that they can make these phone calls. And guess what? They're getting job experience at the same time. It's a win-win. It's a win-win. And take these guys to church. Women, too. Women need to go to church, too. All right, coming up next, I know I got some people that are weighing in on the text line. I'll get to your text. Also, real quick, I don't know if you guys saw, Bill Maher over the weekend said that he agrees with President Trump and that he should dismantle the Department of Education. Bill Maher said that. I'm telling you right now, there's going to be a lot of MAGA Republicans. That's why I wish that we could see now who's going to be running in 2028. Because I don't think we should stop this momentum at any stretch of the imagination. I think that Trump is going to do so well. He's going to flip so many voters to want to vote Republican in 2028. I just hope that we have the perfect candidate to carry this on. Obviously, Trump isn't going anywhere. And I expect him to still host rallies and things like that, even when he's not running. But whether it's J.D. Vance or somebody else, I want to make sure that we have somebody there to answer the call. All right, so coming up next, I will get to your text messages. And real quick, the vehicle registration, it is going up across the state. But did you know how much by this percentage? Did you know that? You might be shocked and alarmed unless you already received yours in the mail. But I'm going to just tell you, just to soften the blow just a bit, we get back.
Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glen Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glen Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
It's time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have provided people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils, are buy one, get one free exclusively for WCBM listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50 when placing your order. Call today 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Or use the code OMEGA50, that's OMEGA50, online when you visit rescue.com, that's RES-Q.com. Don't forget the code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive a second bottle absolutely free. Use the code OMEGA50, fortify your heart, and support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega-3.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
If better health, more energy, and detoxifying your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
The Rob Carson Show.
You had your shot at a two-state solution. You blew it, Palestinians, or whoever the hell you are. If you voted for Hamas to be in power, GTFO. It's about damn time we did something about it. Hebrews, homeboys, hillbillies. We were going to come together to save America, and guess what we're going to do now? We're going to save Israel. And if you don't like it, go live in a hellhole somewhere else. Go to Afghanistan. They're recruiting people in Afghanistan.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We are talking about a lot today. We really were. And I appreciate all of you from tuning in. I know that you have options, but that you're here listening to Kim Plasek Live every weekday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Trust me, I really do appreciate you. Real quick, you know what we should check on? The question of the day. If you haven't already, go to WCBO.com. The question of the day is brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should high schoolers have to pass a naturalization civics test? 94% of you said yes, 6% said no. So the majority there says yes, why not give it to them? And I feel the same way. I think Vivek Ramaswamy bringing that up makes a lot of sense. If we're asking those that migrate to our country to also know the same, we should know the same as well. Why not? Why not? Marty pointed out the text line. He goes, Kim, 3 cents a minute or 100 minutes for $3. How much phone time do prisoners have? You know, that's a good question, Marty. Look, the way I look at it is this guy, you know, he wants attention for this for some reason. He wants to look like, you know, the progressive that cares about, you know, our criminals, I guess. Just so you know, it's Senate Bill 56. If you hear anybody talk about that, that's the bill for taxpayers to pick up the cost for prisoners' phone calls. As of October 2023, there were more than 16,000 people in our state's prison system. And so this would cost us $8 million a year. Obviously, we don't have the money. We're also facing a deficit, so it's a silly thing to even bring up. But you know what? Progressives do silly things all the time. Also, Maryland vehicle registration. Governor Wes Moore did raise vehicle registration. This is another thing that he doesn't talk about. When he talks about leaving nobody behind and, you know, doing the best for the middle class. Maryland raised vehicle registration by 68%. 68% for Maryland drivers. You wondering why you're seeing all those Virginia license plates? That's why. For cars that are 3,500 pounds and above, the rate went from $135 to $221. Imagine taking that on. Right? That's just registration. Take that on with everyday life, whether it's gas, whether it's your insurance, whether it's food, whether it's your mortgage, it could be rent. Just think about this. And so you lift the registration like this, and you think that people are going to go out and buy these and purchase these electric vehicles too? This is a direct hit to the middle class and lower middle class, in my opinion. And I hope that Governor Wes Moore is called out on this one. There's a lot of things where he's talking about raising fees, whether it's the food delivery, Amazon delivery, all those things. And sure, 75 cents, you could say, some people might not balk at that. But this one right here, the vehicle registration up 68%. I need every reporter to get on this, and I need you to stick that microphone in his face and get the response. This is it right here. Now, also, when you're thinking about delivery drivers, right, Amazon, all those other people, this affects them too. They need a registration. This is the one. That's why I wanted to bring this up. This is the one to get him on. This is the one. If you ever thought about something that anybody from any social economic status would care about, whether it's crime, vehicle registration, these little fees and things like that, and going up these large percentages, these increases, the property value, property taxes going up. These are the things. These are all of the things. And so we'll see what Governor Wes Moore has to say this week. His State of the State address didn't tell us much, but I think that there are going to be some that take him to task, even on his side of the aisle. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. I'll talk to all of you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Stay warm out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland.